哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
哈利路亚 ，Good evening to all brothers and sisters。
感谢耶稣的恩典啊，让小弟有机会啊，能够再一次的回到圣何西教会，跟大家一起聚会敬拜神。
Thanks to the grace of God that I'm able to return here to the San Jose Church to have services with our brothers and sisters here.
能够再一次在这边哈啊，见到很多熟悉的很多很熟悉的弟兄姐妹哈。
And once again, I'm able to see many brothers and sisters whom I'm very familiar with.
圣何西教会算是让印象很深的一个地方啊。
San Jose Church is a church that has deeply impressed me.
因为我们整个三年的神学院的课程里面，在圣何西的时间是最长的。
I spent the longest time among the 3 years I was in a theological seminary in San Jose Church.
我还记得在四年前来的时候哦。
And I still remember 4 years ago when I first came.
那个时候我太太刚刚怀孕。
My wife was just pregnant.
等我在这里上完课回去，她已经要生小孩了。
And when I finished my courses here in San Jose Church and went home, she was about to give birth.
所以让我印象很深刻哈。
So I had a very deep impression of that time.
那感谢主耶稣恩典，让我再一次有机会回到这边来跟大家一起分享主耶稣的道理。
And thank God that I can return here once again to share with you the teachings of the Bible.
我们请翻到彼得前书的第，我们看我们翻到彼得前书哦。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
我们请看彼得前书的第二章
，Chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第九节
1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9
彼得前书二章九节这里说唯有你们是被拣选的族类是有君尊的祭司祭司是圣洁的国度是属神的子民要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德
Verse 9, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
那这个是使徒彼得对我们今天每一个对信徒的期望。
This is an expectation that Apostle Peter has even for today's Christians.
也是我们今天每一个信徒应该要对自己有所有的要求。
And these are also requirements that we should have for ourselves.
他说我们每个人都是被神所拣选，使我们今天有机会来到这里。
Every one of us is a chosen people.
在这里特别讲说我们是有君尊的祭司啊。
And we have a royal priesthood.
为什么特别用祭司来形容我们今天的每一位呢？
Why is it that we are described as priests?
因为在旧约，祭司是要面对神，要传达神的旨意的。
In the Old Testament times, priests have to face God and to convey His message to the people.
祭司是要侍奉神，在神面前献祭的。
Priests are to serve God and to make offerings before Him.
是有特殊的职分，是被特别选召来做圣工的。
They have a special function and they are especially chosen for that specific purpose.
所以在这里告诉我们，我们每一个信徒都必须要成为一个祭司。
And that is why each of us must become a royal priest.
这不只是一个期望。
This is not an expectation.
也是一个要求哦。
It is also a requirement.
所以既然知道我们每个人都必须要做祭司啊。
And since it's a requirement for every one of us, we need to become priests.
那我们就要看一看到底作为一个祭司要有什么样的条件跟要求。
And so we have to look at the qualifications or the guidelines of a priest and see how we can attain them.
好，我们来看一下利未记哦。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
我们请翻到利未记的第二十一章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 21.
第一节。
Verse 1.
利未记的第二十一章第一节。
Leviticus chapter 21, verse 1.
神对摩西说，你告诉亚伦的子孙做祭司的说，祭司不可为民中的死人沾染自己。第二节。
2.
除非为他骨肉之亲的父母、儿女、弟兄，第三
，three，
和未曾出嫁做处女的姐妹才可以沾染自己。第四节
，four，
祭司既在民中为首，就不可 沾染啊，从俗沾染自己。第五节
，five，
不可使头光秃，不可剃除胡须的周围，也不可用刀划身。第六节
，six，
要归神为圣，不可亵渎神的名，因为神的火祭就是神的食物，是他们献的，所以他们要成圣。那在这里呢，啊，是神特别吩咐摩西关于祭司的条例。
These are the rules for priesthood according to the Lord.
我们知道神特别拣选这个神特别拣选亚伦的子孙来侍奉来做祭司啊。
God especially chose the descendants of Aaron to become priests.
那这个是一个特别的恩待，在众以色列支派当中特别选了亚伦的子孙有资格做祭司。
It is a special grace of God that God should choose the descendants of Aaron to become priests.
但是虽然他们被赋予了这个资格。
But even though they were given this priesthood.
他们生下来就有资格做祭司。
That they are qualified when they are born to become priests.
但是不代表他们最后能够成为祭司啊。
And yet, it didn't mean that they would all become priests at the end.
就像今天神从万民当中拣选我们成为他的百姓。
It is just like we have been chosen from among the multitude of people in the world.
期望我们能够走完这一条道路，能够成就这个永生的能够完成这个永生的功夫。
And God desires that we walk through this pilgrimage journey and to all attain salvation.
我们都被拣选了。
We have all been chosen.
我们都被给予机会了。
We have been given the opportunity.
但是要成功，它有相应的要求跟条件。
But to be successful in this journey, we need to meet several requirements that God has set out for us.
那所以在这里呢，要成为神的祭司，要能够服侍他，这里有几个条件啊。
And so there are several qualifications for a priest in order for him to serve God.
在这里说，祭司在民中为首，就不可从俗沾染自己啊。第四节
According to verse 4, he must not make himself unclean for people related to him by marriage, and so defile himself.
在这里说，祭司你不能够沾染自己。
Verse 4 tells us that a priest must not make himself unclean.
因为很多人都在看你。
For many people are watching them.
今天我们每一个人都是祭司啊。
Today we are all priests.
我们不要拿着这一节说啊，哎呀，这就是讲传道啊。
Let us not take this verse and refer it only to the pastor.
啊，这就是讲执事啊。
Oh, or only to the deacons.
这里是讲每一个人啊。
This verse speaks to everyone.
因为神要我们每个人都做祭司。
Because every one of us must be priests. According to God's will.
所以我们不要忘记我们是在民中为首的哈。
And we need to remember that we should be...
没有。看一下。
民中为首。
Leader among the people. 那个小字。
He must not be... He is a leader among the people.
所以我们今天会觉得说啊，这个民中为首啊，到底讲的是谁啊？
And so... What does a leader among his people refer to?
我们可能觉得说不是在讲我啊，跟我没有关系啊。
We may not think that it applies to us and it is irrelevant.
啊，这个讲传道、讲执事、讲负责人。
Perhaps you think that this verse only refers to the pastors or the deacons or the council members.
其实不是的，这一节是讲我们每一个人啊。
No, this verse refers to everyone.
作为父母的，你就是你家中的领首的。
As parents, you are the leaders of your family.
因为你的孩子都在看着你啊。
Because your children are looking at you.
作为宗教教育的老师的。
As religious education teachers.
你就是在学生中为首的，你的学生都在看着你啊。
You are the leaders among the students you lead.
作为一个老信徒的。
And as a member who has believed for a long time,
那个很多新来的信徒，他都在看着你啊。
Many newly baptized members are looking at you.
所以今天我们要看见自己的影响啊。
So today we need to recognize our influence.
所以我们每做每一件事情，我们所做的事情，都可能对旁边的人产生一些影响。
In whatever we do, we will exert some kind of influence to people around us.
因此我们要特别的谨慎。
And that is why we have to be careful.
不要因从世俗来沾染自己啊。
And so we should not defile ourselves with worldly things.
所以我们今天过着一个什么样的生活？
So what kind of life do we lead today?
会直接影响，会直接决定我们有没有资格侍奉做祭司。
Will directly impact our qualification as a
priest. 我们今天有怎么样的行为？
What kind of behavior do we have?
会直接影响到我们周遭的人怎么看待这个信仰。
Will affect how others view the faith that we uphold.
一个虔诚的父母亲。一对虔诚的父母亲。
Parents who revere the Lord
啊，自然容易教出敬虔的子女。
Will easily raise God-loving and God-fearing children.
一个不在乎信仰的父母亲。
Parents who do not care about their faith.
自然难以教导出热心的孩子。
Naturally, have a hard time teaching kids to be fervent.
所以我们今天要仔细的回想，仔细的检讨我们的日常生活。
And so we need to examine our lives.
有一次啊，我在跟一个孩子讲话
哦。Once I was talking to a child.
我在到他们家去访问啊。
I was visiting the family.
那就发觉说啊，这个家里啊，真的是蛮奇怪的哦。
And I found that this is a very strange family.
那个爸爸常常跟小孩讲，你要热心，你要聚会，你要读经，你要爱神。
The father often tells his child to be fervent, to go to church, and to love God.
但是啊，当他讲这句话的时候，他是坐在电视前面啊，看着连续剧啊。
But whenever he lectures his child, what he is doing is to watch a miniseries.
他叫他儿子说：“你要爱神啊！”
In front of the TV.
你要去祷告、读经。
And he asks his child to love God, to pray and read the Bible.
爸爸上班很累，爸爸负责看电视就可以了。
Well, I, as a father, I work very hard, and I can only relax myself at night.
所以没有办法给自己的家人留下一个好的学习榜样。
So the father is not able to make himself a good example for his family to follow.
所以就没有办法建立起一个祭司的家庭。
So he is not able to build up a family altar at home.
所以在这里，我们这里讲到说，因为祭司要在民中为首。
And this verse tells us that the priests must become leaders among his people.
所以我们要特别谨慎小心自己的生活。
And that is why we need to be very careful about our own lives.
那我们也是要传福音给我们身旁的人啊。
When we want to preach the gospel to people around us.
那时候发觉啊，有的人啊，觉得认识的人特别好传。
We find that there are some people who think that friends are easily preached to.
有的人就觉得身旁的人最难传福音啊。
But there are some other people who think that people who are around them are very difficult to preach to.
尤其是自己的家人最难传。
Especially preaching to our own family members.
为什么自己的家人最难传福音？
Why is it so hard to preach the gospel to family members?
因为他太了解你了。
Because they know you too well.
你跟你的隔壁邻居说，来信耶稣啊。
If you are to tell your neighbor, come and believe in the Lord.
信耶稣很好。
It is great to believe in the Lord.
信耶稣家里有平安。
You will have peace in your family when you believe in the Lord.
你的邻居说，有什么平安？
And your family may, your neighbor may tell you.
你们夫妻两个昨天吵架，吵到半夜两点，我都听见了，有什么平安？
Look at how you two quarreled till midnight yesterday.
你说，你跟你的同事讲。
And you may tell your colleagues.
他说信耶稣好啊。
It is great to believe in the Lord.
信耶稣可以改变一个人的个性，让他从变成一个好人。
When you believe in the Lord, it can transform your life and you become a good man.
你的同事跟你说，我们办公室最坏的就是你啦。
And your colleagues may very well tell you, you are the worst person in the entire office.
贪小便宜，占公司便宜的，欺负同事的，吵架的，就是你啦。
You take advantage of people, you do all kinds of things and you quarrel, you are the one.
所以有时候，因为我们没有办法活出一个分别的生活。
Oftentimes we are not able to lead a life separated from this world.
使得我们失去了那个民中为首的资格。
And so that we lose the leadership position that we should have among the people.
使得我们失去了带领家中信仰的能力。
Consequently, we lost the leadership position in terms of our faith in the family.
所以在这里告诉我们说，你想做祭司吗？
So, this verse says, if you want to be a priest,
你要先活出一个不一样、分别为圣的生活来。
You must lead a very different life separated from the world.
我们看第五节啊。
Verse 5.
第五节说，不可使头光秃，不可剃除胡须的周围，也不可用刀划身啊。这里在讲什么？
What is verse 5 trying to say?
在这里哦，这是一种外邦偶像崇拜的习惯啊。
This is actually a tradition of idol worship.
所以他特别警告祭司啊。
And so, this verse especially warns about the priests.
他说啊，你不要去学外面外邦人拜神的方法。
That they should not learn from how the pagans worship their idols.
这些人拜偶像啊，就用这种哇，用刀划身啊，用这种用刀子割自己这种方式来拜神啊。
What happened with their idol worship is that they cut their bodies and etched their beards.
那可能啊，在当代啊，在那个时候是很受欢迎，或者是被大家所接受的方法。
Perhaps these were the things that were commonly accepted among idol worshipers.
当以色列人离开埃及啊
，But when the Israelites left.
啊，不管是在埃及，在旷野，还是进迦南
，left Egypt or whether they're in the land of Canaan.
哦、这个这他们所有周遭的邻居全部都是偶像崇拜的、偶像崇拜的国家。
All their neighbors were idol worshippers.、
所以只有他们是拜独一神的、
Only the Israelites were、the one who worship one true God.、
所以当他们、放眼望去身旁的人每个都跟他不一样啊。
And so when they look around them, all they saw were people who were different from them.
其他人拜神的方法通通都不一样。
Others worship their idols very differently.、
所以这里神特别警告祭司啊。
And so God especially warned the priests.
你是被特选的民族。
You have been specially chosen.
所以你如果跟别人不一样，不要害怕啊。
And that is why do not be afraid if you are very different from others around you.
更不要想尽办法要学习别人，被别人所接纳啊。
And don't even learn to assimilate yourselves so that you may be liked by others.
不要用外邦的方式来拜神。
And do not worship God with pagan practices.
这是今天给我们每一个信徒的一个警告。
And this is a warning to every one of us.
我们有时候觉得以色列人为什么这么喜欢拜偶像？
Sometimes we wonder why was it that Israelites so desire to worship the idols?
你看从以色列人历史当中他们常常一下 就跑去拜偶像，一下就跑去拜偶像了。
From the history of the Israelites, we learn that they often veer away, to worship idols.
难道真的拜偶像比较好吗？
Was it really that idol worshiping brought them so much benefit?
难道是真的他们不认识神，他们只会拜偶像吗？
Or was it that they didn't know their true God and they only knew how to worship idols?
难道他们真的以为偶像就是神吗？
Was it true that they really thought the false gods were their true God?
其实常常不是这个原因啊。
Actually, that's not the reason.
我们有时候都觉得他们拜偶像，因为他们相信那个偶像啊。
Oftentimes we would think that they worship idols because they believe in them.
其实不是这么简单的啊。
But that's not as simplistic as that.
因为很多时候他们一面拜偶像，一面回来求问神啊。
Because on the one hand they worship idols, but on the other hand they also come back and ask of the Lord.
有事情回来求问神，因为这个神是真的。
When they encounter troubles, they will come back to this true God.
但是没事的时候，还是跑去拜偶像。
But when there's nothing to pray for, they would go back to idol worshiping.
所以为什么他们这么常常跑去拜偶像？
So why was it that they constantly went back to idol worshiping?
有几个原因啊。
There are several reasons.
第一个原因。
First reason.
因为偶像看得见。
Because idols could be seen.
神看不见啊，太飘渺了。
God is too remote.
所以啊，感觉起来，哎呀。看得见的这个神啊，好像有个对象，有一个目标给我，让我来崇拜啊。
And so idols were visible targets or objects of worship.
所以今天人很喜欢把信仰建立在看得见的东西上面。
That is why many people like to establish their faith on things that can be seen.
今天拜神，我要有听见什么声音啊。
Oh, when I worship God, should I be listening to things?
今天有拜神，我要看到什么指示啊。
Oh, I'm worshiping God. Should I be seeing some kind of revelation?
所以有些信徒啊，对这种东西非常非常的注意，而且非常的在乎哦。
And that is why some members are very mindful of things that can be seen or can be heard.
有个信徒就打电话给我啊。
A member once called me.
他说啊，传道啊，今天早上我要出门的时候踢到墙角，是不是神要告诉我什么？
Oh, Pastor, this morning when I want to get out of the house, I kick against the wall. Is that something I should be mindful of?
说有啦，神叫你以后小心一点啦。
Yeah, of course, God wants you to be careful.
但有些人就一直在找，走出门说，这个今天这个云啊，今天这个天气，是不是有什么要告诉我的啊？
And some people, when they get out of the house, will look at the sky and the cloud and to see what God is telling them with these different things.
一跪下来祷告就想要听见声音，要有什么特别的启示。
And there are some people who will kneel down and want to hear special revelations from God.
其实这个都不是很正常啊。
Actually, these things are not normal.
因为信仰不是在追求一个你要看见、你要听见的什么。
Because faith is not about pursuing things you can hear or that you can see.
我们祷告、我们读经、我们聚会，就是为了要拜天上的神。
We pray and read the Bible to worship our God in heaven.
虽然你看不见他
，even though you can't see him，
但是你相信他
，but you believe in him。
你知道他存在。
You know he exists.
你接受他的带领。
You accept his guidance.
哦，所以我们不再需要用这种各种生活当中的事情来当作好像占卜来决定哦我们人生的选择啊。
So that is why we don't need to depend on the little things in life to try to gauge what God's will for us is today.
那我听说啊，我听其他传道告诉我的哈、哦。
Some other pastors once told me.
他说啊，以前啊有一个新信的一个信徒哦。
There was a believer who was newly baptized.
他以前啊是拜拜的，常常去算命啊。
Previously, he went for fortune telling.
啊，后来他来信耶稣了哈、哦。
And afterward, he came to believe in God.
哦，他就不再去外面算命了。
So he no longer went to fortune tellers.
啊，但是啊，他每天早上起床哦。
So every morning when he got up,
他就会把圣经这样一打开啊，这一页啊，看我今天的运气怎么样啊。
He would just randomly open up a page of the Bible and think, what God's instructions were for him today.
啊，有一天呢、啊，他也是早上起来这样子一翻一指啊。
So one day.He got up, he opened up the Bible and pointed to a certain verse.
啊，那一节写说，犹大就出去吊死了。
And the verse said, Judas went out and hanged himself.
他就赶快盖起来说，啊，这不算不算，再来一次，再来一次啊。
And so he closed his Bible and said, let's try this again.
啊，然后又翻开又一指。
Then he opened up the Bible and pointed to a certain verse again.
啊，圣经上面写说，你也照样去行吧。
And the Bible said, please do so.
啊，所以啊，他一看就很害怕啦。
And so when he saw these two verses, he was
scared. 赶快打电话给传道，怎么会有这种事情啊？
He immediately called the pastor and asked him what was going on.
哦，传道才跟他讲说啊，不是这个，虽然是用圣经啊，但是也不能这样子做啊。
And so the Bible told him, yes, you need to read the Bible, but not the way you did it.
哦，所以啊，有时候我们不懂啊，我们就一直想要用这种方式来看。自己的命运来找到自己人生的方向啊。
So sometimes because of our ignorance, we try to gauge what God's will for us.
很多时候我们相信，我们想要看见，只相信自己看见的东西。
Oftentimes we only believe the things we can see.
然后所以那时候啊，以色列百姓说：“哎，这个神像我看得到啊。”
And that is why the Israelites, when they saw the idols,
啊，那个天上的真神啊，我看不到啊。
They thought, well, I can't see God in heaven.
哦，所以我们今天不要把信仰建立在眼见上面啊。
So let us never establish our faith on things that can be seen.
那为什么他们会去拜偶像？
Why was it that they worship idols?
第二个原因是因为周遭的人都拜偶像啊。
The second reason is that everyone around them worshipped idols.
人不喜欢哦。人哦，很不喜欢跟大家不一样啊。
We do not want to be the exception to the rule.
哦，尤其是啊，你说如果啊，大家在一个房间里面，你们全部坐着啊，突然有一个人就站在那里，不是很奇怪吗？
Just imagine if you were to walk into a room and everyone's sitting except this one person who is standing, isn't he strange?
啊，每个人都看你一下，说你这个人怎么这么奇怪？
And if you were the only one standing in the room, everyone look at you. That you are a strange man.
哦，所以每个人都喜欢被主流所接受。
And that is why everyone wants to be accepted by the mainstream.
哦，每个人都不想要特立独行，被大家用奇怪的眼光注目着。
Nobody wants to be deemed as an odd man out of the herd.
但是那个时候的以色列人就是怪人啊。
And so the Israelites were separated from the people around them.
哦，他们就是跟大家都不一样。
They were different from everybody
else. 其他人都是多神，拜偶像，什么都拜。
Everybody else worshiped idols and everything.
啊，生活很混乱。
And their lives were in chaos.
啊，活在罪恶当中。
They live in sin.
啊，没有任何一点道德的标准。
And there had no standard of morality.
哎，以色列人就跟人家要不一样啊。
But the Israelites were supposed to be separated and different from them.
为什么以色列人会常常跑去拜偶像？
Why was it that the Israelites often worship idols?
因为他们喜欢想要被大环境所接受啊。
Because they wanted to be accepted by the greater environment.
这是今天给我们每一个人的一个警告啊。
And this is a warning for every one of us today.
真耶稣教会跟大部分的真耶稣教会跟其他所有的基督教派都不一样啊。
True Jesus Church is different from every other denominations in the world.
哦，所以信仰的路上，我们常常被别人用奇怪的眼光来注视着。
And that is why, as we walk on this pilgrimage journey, we are being looked at strangely by others.
我们都是星期天，为什么你是星期六呢？
If every other Christian is worshiping God.On Sunday, why is it that you keep the Sabbath?
啊，我们都是点水里，你为什么要跑到河里去呢？
we all sprinkle during baptism, and why is it that you have to go to living water to get baptized?
所以有时候啊，在信仰的路上，如果一谈到信仰，一谈到道理啊，就常常跟周遭的人起冲突啊。
And oftentimes, when we talk about the doctrines in the Bible, we often come into conflict with other people.
甚至有时候会被人家排挤，被人家嘲笑啊。
And oftentimes, we are being ostracized or ridiculed.
所以我们那时候要怎么办？
So what should we do?
那有时候那个时候有的人就会说啊就会啊当作没有这一回事啊。
And there are some people who would ignore these things and pretend that nothing happens.
啊你是什么教会的啊
?Which church do you belong to?
啊我信耶稣的我信耶稣的。
Oh, I believe in Jesus.
你是你们教会叫什么名字啊
?What is the name of your church?
啊信耶稣都一样信耶稣都一样。
Everyone is the same as long as you believe in Jesus.
再问我就生气了哦。
And if you ask me again, I'm going to get mad.
所以有时候我们不愿意去面对我们跟别人的不同。
So oftentimes we are not able to see straight our differences with others.
我们想要被主流社会所接纳。
We want to be accepted by the mainstream society.
哦，这个就是那时候神特别警告当时的祭司啊。
And that is exactly the warning that God had for the priests of those times.
不要学别人。
Do not learn from others.
如果你被主流社会所接受了。
If you are being accepted by the mainstream.
但是你被神所拒绝了。
But rejected by God.
那请问你这有什么用呢
？Then what good is it？
啊，但是如果全世界都反对你
，But if everyone rejects you in the world，
啊，在神眼里你成功了
，But in God's eyes you are successful，
这样子就够了啊。
And that suffices.
所以我们看到啊，但以理的三个朋友哦。
So when we look at the three friends of Daniel.
但以理的三个朋友啊，哇，被带到这个杜拉平原啊。
The three friends of Daniel were brought to a plain.
哇，那每个人，所有很多人啊，大家都拜，都跪在地上啊。
And everybody bowed down before the idol.
就他们三个站在那里啊。
Except the three of them standing among them.
想想看，那有多尴尬。
Think about how embarrassing that might have been.
全部人都跪在地上，只有你们三个。站在那边
Everyone were bowing on the ground and only they were standing.
我们用读的很简单，你把自己想象你在那种环境，一点都不容易啊。
It may be easy to read about the story, but it's another thing to put yourself into their shoes.
你的同事都在旁边跪在那里看着你啊。
Your colleagues are all kneeling down and watching you.
你完蛋啦、啊！
You are condemned.
哦，那个你的老板在前面瞪着你啊。
And your boss is looking at you.
非常生气啊。
Furious.
哦，那时候你要怎么办
？What should you do？
哦，所以当但以理的三个朋友，他们是为了信仰要面对全世界的反对啊。
And so, for the sake of their faith, they had to face the rejection of the entire world.
啊，但是他们并没有因为这样啊，想要融入主流啊。
But they never had the intention of assimilating into the mainstream.
哦，所以我们不用故意跟别人不一样。
So we do not need to.Intentionally make ourselves different.
但是当是信仰原则的问题
But when it comes to the matters of the truth and the doctrine,
当是真理得救的问题
When it comes to the matters of salvation,
那就没有妥协啦
Then never compromise.
哦，所以啊，那三个朋友就对尼布甲尼撒王说啊
And that is why Daniel's three friends told King Nebuchadnezzar,
说这件事情不用讲，我不用回答你啦
I do not need toRespond to you.
所以我们今天如果遇到的是真理得救永生的问题
So today, if the issue we are facing is regarding the truth or salvation,
即使你跟全世界都不一样
Even if you are different from everyone in the world,
即使每一个人都是站在你的对立面
Even if everyone opposes you,
你还是不能跟他们一样啊、
哦、You must never be the same with them、
哦、所以第二个原因、啊、就是想要被大家接受啊
So the second reason for idol worshiping is the desire to be accepted by everyone
为什么他们会拜偶像
Why did they worship idols?
第三个原因就是好做生意啊
The third reason is it's easierto do business if you worship idols
哦在有在创世纪里面跟我们说、哦、
Genesis tells us
他说啊那个雅各他到了示剑这个地方啊
When Jacob went to the place called Shechem
啊他那里的人就说啊如果我们跟他们一样我们就可以往来好做生意啊
And if they were to worship idols along with the locals, then it would be easier to have business dealings with them.
那时候信仰不一样啊，做生意可能会受到干扰啊。
Back then, if you had a different faith from the locals, you may have a hard time doing business with
them. 为了要得到一点好处，为了得到一点利益啊。
So in order to profit from these dealings,
啊，所以有些人就去拜偶像啦。
Some people worship idols.
啊，做生意，你看你拜偶像，我也拜偶像，我们是一国的啊。
Oh, I worship the same idol as you do, so we belong to the same group.
又为了一点好处而放弃了自己的信仰。
For a little bit of gain, they forsook their faith.
所以啊，以色列当时拜偶像不是很单纯的。
So it wasn't a simplistic motive for the Israelites to worship idols.
但是在这里啊，神特别叫摩西警告这些祭司啊。
But the Lord instructed Moses to especially warn the priests.
说不要为了被别人接受的缘故而去学外邦拜偶像的方法。
That they must never learn from the ways of the pagans just because they wanted to assimilate themselves.
所以不准学他们的，不准用刀化身，不准用外邦的方法来拜神啊。
And that is why they should never cut their bodies or to do things that assembles idol worshiper.
所以我们今天拜神也是一样啊。
That is why when we worship God,
我们今天在参与教会许多的圣工。
Or as we do church work.
我们有很多的想法，很多的意见，很多不同的方式来做事情。
We have all different ways of doing things.
啊，这个是很好的啊。
This is good.
啊，表示我们用了很多心思啊，来希望啊教会更好。
We have given it much thought as to how we might make the church better.
但是不管我们怎么做哦。
But regardless of how we do it.
我们在想出各样的方法的时候，都要特别祷告，问这合不合乎信仰的原则。
And as we think about different ways to further the gospel, we must also pray and ask God to see if these things are according to His will.
因为有时候有些好方法不代表是对的方法。
Because what is good may not be correct.
我还记得我高中的时候
I still remember when I was in high school.
我那时候有一个同学一直叫我去他们教会
There was a classmate who often urged me to go to his church.
他说我们这教会很好。
Oh, my church is great.
你要来，要跟我一起去。
You must come.
我说你教会好在哪里啊？
So what's so good about our church? I asked.
我告诉你，我们教会女生很多。
We have many girls in the church.
哇，我们很多活动哦，那认识你可以认识很多女孩子啊。
We have a lot of activities, and you can get to know many girls.
他告诉我说，很多同学就是因为这样去他们教会的啊。
And he also told me that's why many of my classmates went with him.
他说他们的青年非常的多啊。
They have a lot of youth.
常常办联谊啊，男生女生一起出去玩啊。
And they often have fellowships and outings and girls and guys will go
out
together.
是的，他们的教会的青年非常的兴，非常人数非常多，是真的啊。
It is true that they have many, many young people who attend their church.
但是这种方法是好方法，但是是对的方法吗？
This is maybe a good way to attract people to the church, but is it the correct way?
所以我们今天要传福音，要做圣工啊，除了找好的方法，还要找属灵合乎圣经的方法。
So besides looking for good ways to further the gospel, we need to also ascertain whether there are biblical.
我曾经遇到一个青年，然后一个青年来跟我说
，A youth once came to me and said,
有一次他就跟我讲说，这个哈。我们教会需要改革一下哈。
We need some kind of reformation in the church.
我说要改什么？改什么？
So,
青年有意见嘛？我们要听嘛
？What should we reform? We should listen to the younger people.
他说我觉得我们不应该在会堂里面用灵言祷告。
I don't think we should speak in tongues in the chapel.
我说为什么
？And I ask him why.
他跟我说我的朋友不喜欢。
My friend didn't like it.
过了不久，他又来跟我讲啊。
Not long after, he came to me again.
他说我有一点意见我们需要改革一下。
He said, I have another reason to reform our church.
我说这次又是什么事情
？So what is it this time? I
说我觉得我们的教会名字要改一下。
I feel that we should change the name of our church.
我说为什么
？And I asked him why.
他说我的朋友不喜欢。
My friend doesn't like it.
因为这我们的名字，我们的祷告，所以他就不要来我们教会了。
And because of our prayer and the name of our church, his friend doesn't like to come.
所以为了要让我的朋友来，我们要把这些通通拿掉。
So because of this, we should change our name and don't pray in the chapel.
有没有爱心？他有没有爱心？这个弟兄有没有爱心
？Does his brother have love.
这个弟兄非常有爱心啊。
This brother definitely is a loving brother.
他好希望把他的朋友带来教会啊。
He really wants to bring his friend to
the church. 他好希望他的朋友来认识耶稣啊。
He really wants his friend to come and believe in Jesus.
但是他有没有智慧？
But does he have wisdom?
没有智慧啊。
He doesn't have wisdom.
真耶稣教会最宝贵的就是什么？圣灵啊。
What is the most precious thing of the true Jesus Church? It is the Holy Spirit.
最重要的就是真理啊。
What is most important is the truth.
为了要让你的朋友来，结果把这些全部拿掉。
In order to make your friend come, you try to take away these things.
请问这个信仰还有什么意思？
Then what's the point of your faith?
有人说可以很多人啊，好多人都会来啊。
And there are some people who claim that if you do these things, then many people will come.
我还记得有一个青年跟我说哦。
Another youth told me.
他说啊，我们教会啊，没有外国人来，就是因为我们都吃中餐。
The reason that no Caucasians come to our church is because we eat Chinese food.
我说你乱讲。
And I said, that's nonsense.
我说啊，你把我们的教义拿到任何一间教会去。
And I told him, if we were to take our doctrine and apply it to every church,
然后你找一个白人来讲我们的道理。
And you ask a Caucasian pastor to preach our doctrine.
然后中午给他们吃炸鸡跟薯条。
And you provide fried chicken and French fries for lunch.
你信不信？真理一讲下去，全部都跑掉了。
Well, as long as the pastor preaches the truth, everybody will be gone.
你讲那个什么第七戒不可犯奸淫，哇，跑掉一半。
If you talk about the seventh commandment, do not commit adultery, half of them will be gone.
所以今天信仰的问题，那个问题不是在讲英文还是吃炸鸡啊。
So the crux of evangelism is not so much in whether you speak English or if you eat fried chicken.
而是真理上面的不能认同啊。
But that people do not agree with the truth of the Bible.
哦，所以啊，我们今天要看清楚啊。
So we must discern very carefully.
如果我们今天把门打得很开，
if we open our door wide,
来不断的改变妥协，
and we continually change ourselves,
啊，想要带，
and compromise ourselves,
看起来好像人多了，
then it would seem as if more and more people come to the church.
但是如果人很多，没有一个可以得救。
But if there are more and more members, but none can be saved,
啊，那有什么意思？
Then what's the point?
啊，我常常跟青年讲啊，
I often tell the youth.
其实啊，要人很简单啊。
It is very easy to have people come.
你给我100万，我可以给你100万个信徒。
Give me $1 million and I'll give you $1 million members.
你知道，如果你到非洲，他们有价目表的，有价目表。
If you go to Africa, they have everything for a price.
哦，他告诉你说，哎，那个牧师啊，你要一个人聚会多少钱啊？
They would come to the pastor and said, how much would you pay for each member to come and have service?
哦，洗礼另外加钱。
And there's extra charge if you want that person to be baptized.
啊，还有那个 quantity break 哈，只要过500一个价，过1000再一个价。
And there are some break points in this pricing. So for instance, if you have over 500 members, you get a break point.
所以如果你只是纯粹要人啊，那太简单了。
So if all you want is membership, it is very easy.
你到那个人很多的地方啊，非洲、印度、中国，$1洗一次没有问题啊，洗两次也可以啊。
Well, if you go to several continents in the world, they would allow you to baptize them for $1 each.
然后但是啊，洗了100万人，没有一个可以得救，请问这有什么意义？
So if you were to baptize $1 million members for $1 million, and none can be saved, what's the point?
所以问题不在人数。
So it is not so much in the number of members.
问题是最后多少可以得救。
It is how many can really be saved at the end.
哦，所以在这里告诉我们啊，我们要谨慎啊。
That is why this verse tells us that we should be careful.
不要为了学习别人，到最后忘记自己啊。
Let us not learn so much from others that we forget ourselves.
我们每用教会的各种方式都是什么？要揣摩神的旨意啊。
Whichever method of evangelism we use, we must try to understand God's will for us.
我们来看一下撒母耳记上哦。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
我们看撒母耳记上。
1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上的第撒母耳记上第7章哦。
chapter 7. Let's turn to 2 Samuel. Chapter 5.
撒母耳记下的第五章。
2 Samuel chapter 5.
17节哦。
Verse 17.
撒母耳记下第五章第十七节。
2 Samuel chapter 5 verse 17.
我说非利士人听见人高大卫做王，非利士人就下来寻索大卫，大卫听见就下到宝帐，十八节哦。
18.
非利士人来了，不犯在利乏因谷，十九。大卫求问神说，我可以上去攻打非利士人吗？你将他们交在我手上吗？我们看二十二节哦。
Verse 22.
二十二节，非利士人又上来，布散在利乏因谷。23.
23.
大卫又求问神，神说不要一直上去哦。我们在这里看到，大卫要打仗之前，都要先问过哦。
Let's notice that David always inquired the Lord before he went to battle.
但是你看在这里啊，是同样的敌人在同样的地点啊。
But it is the same enemy at the same place.
但是在祷告之后，神给的是两种不一样的方法哦。
But the Lord gave him two different answers.
所以如果大卫在打赢第一场战争以后，
So if David, after fighting the first war in victory,
他觉得说我有经验的啦，
and thought that he had experience.
同样的敌人，同样的战场，我知道怎么对付他们啊。
The same enemy, the same place, and I know how to take care of them.
大卫的第二场战争就危险了。
Then David might have lost the second battle.
因为神的第二次的时候求问神，神给的方法是不一样的。
And the reason was because the second time David inquired of the Lord gave him a different answer.
所以我们今天呢，要用各样的心、各样的方法来帮助教会圣工的成长。
And that is why today we try all means to try to further the gospel.
但是在这里讲啊，你要学会求问神呐。
But these verses tell us that we need to learn to inquire of the Lord.
学习找到正确的方式。
We need to learn to find the right way to do things.
圣工上才会得到神的祝福哦。
Only then will we be blessed in our holy work.
第三我们看回来利未记的二十一章哦。
Let's return to Leviticus chapter 21.
第六节。
Verse 6.
利未记的第二十一章的第六节。
Leviticus chapter 21 verse 6.
他在这里说要归神为圣，不可亵渎神的名，因为神的火祭就是他的食物，是他们献的，所以他们要成为圣。他这里讲到第三样叫祭司要小心的。
The third thing that the priests must be careful about,
就是人所献的火祭要完全归神做神的食物啊。
Is that, they present the offerings made to the Lord by fire, the food of their God, they are to be holy.
这里有以色列人有各样不同的献祭。
There are different kinds of offerings.
但是这里讲说火祭的这个部分是要归给神的。
But this offering that had been made to the Lord by fire, they belong to God.
为什么要特别强调这件事情呢？
Why did this verse emphasize this point?
就是告诉祭司说神的你不要动啊。
The priests must be mindful that whatever had been offered to God, they must not take into possession.
献祭里面呢，他们每个祭里面都有一部分是要拿去烧，烧掉就是归给神的。
A portion of the offering will be burnt to the Lord.
这个火祭是归神，剩下的祭司可以拿回来吃，拿回来用哦。
And the remaining portion of the offering, will be owned and used by the priests.
所以啊，献祭里面有分哪些是祭司的，哪些是要完全归神的。
And so for any given offering, there's a portion that belongs to the Lord and another portion that belongs to the priest.
这里特别警告祭司啊，归神的你不要带走啊。
And this verse especially warned the priest never to take that portion which belongs to the Lord.
告诉我们说，我们今天在参与圣工，不可以贪图教会的便宜啊。
And so, when we are doing holy work, let's never take advantage of the church.
我们今天在带领慕道者，不要把他带到自己的面前呢。
And when we are guiding our truth seekers, let us not lead them to you.
我们来看一下提摩太前书的第五章哦。
Let's first turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书的第五章。
1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书五章的第 第六章，提摩太前书第六章
Chapter 6。
第五节
，Verse 5。
那这告诉我们说啊，好，我们看第五节啊
，Verse 5。
他说啊，那就坏的心术失上真理之人的真境，他们以敬虔为得力的门路。他这告诉我们说，有些人啊，把信仰当成得好处的方法。
There are people who think of godliness as a means to financial gain.
但是我们在参与圣公要特别警告自己，要特别警醒啊。
But let us be very careful about this.
我们不要啊，在圣公上啊，为自己打算。
Let us never consider our financial gain in holy work.
我们同时我们在带慕道者的过程当中哦。
And when we are guiding a truth seeker.
有时候啊，我们会有一种喜欢别人听我们或者需要被需要的那种感觉啊。
Sometimes we have this desire to have other people listen to you.
你看这个慕道者什么都要听我的。
Oh, look, the truth seeker only listens to me.
我叫他去哪里，他就去哪；我叫他做什么，他就做什么。
I tell him to do this, and he would do it. And I tell him to do that, he would do that.
有时候那种被需要的感觉其实很好啊。
It feels really good to be needed by somebody else.
但是圣经上告诉我们说，我们要把人完完全全的带到神的面前啊。
But this verse tells us that we must bring a truth seeker directly to God.
他说火祭是属神的。
That portion of the offering by fire belongs to the Lord.
是神的，是你不可以伸手，不可以占为己有的。
It belongs to the Lord, and you must not take possession of it.
荣耀是神的，人也不可以侵占神的荣耀啊。
Glory belongs to God, and we must not take any portion of it.
有一次我看到有一个信徒带一个慕道者，一个姐妹带慕道者来教会哦。
Once I saw a sister who brought a truth seeker to the church.
结果后来她在忙啊，她去忙别的事情了。
She was very busy.
结果另外有一个姐妹就过来招呼这个慕道朋友啊。
And so another sister came, to chat with the truth seekers.
他就赶快，那个姐妹就赶快跑回来啊。
And this other sister came back immediately.
她说啊，这是我的慕道者啊， find your own 啊，去找你自己的啊。
She is my truth seeker, please find your own truth seeker.
我就站在那里啊，我就觉得说，这真的是哦，有时候人真的会忘记自己在做什么啊。
And I thought, sometimes we just forget what we're doing.
我们所做的一切最后都是什么？献给神馨香的火祭啊。
Whatever it is that we do must become fragrant offering to the Lord.
所以啊，这里说属神的就要归给神为圣啊。
And so whatever belongs to the Lord must become holy.
这样子才有资格服侍，才有资格做祭司。
Only then are we eligible to become priests of God.
所以我们在这里看到啊，要成为神家中的祭司有几个条件的啊。
And so there are several qualifications to become a priest.
第一，不可从俗玷污自己啊。
First of all, we must not learn from the world and defile ourselves.
所以学习过着分别为圣的生活。
So we need to lead a life separated from the world.
第二，不可以刀化身啊，不要学外邦崇拜的方式啊。
Secondly, let us not cut our bodies as if we are practicing pagan worship.
第三，不要侵占神的火祭，把人完完全全的带到神的面前。
Third, we must not take the offering made to the Lord by fire. Instead, we must bring everyone directly to God.
使我们在一切的圣工完成之后，把一切荣耀都归于我们的主为圣。
And we must give glory to God in everything that we do.
虽然你可能得不到人的掌声。
Even though we may not receive applause from men.
虽然你可能没有受到大家的称赞。
Even though we may not be praised by everyone.
但是没有关系啊，神看见，神知道，神纪念就够了。
And yet it doesn't matter because as long as God remembers our work, as long as he sees it, that's sufficient.
我们一起唱诗哦。
Let's sing him.
516首。
Let's sing him 516.
在聚会结束之前，要一起同心来祷告。
We're going to pray again in one accord.
我们在祷告当中，特别为接下来几天的聚会以及我们的灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let us pray for the subsequent services and evangelical services and spiritual convocation.
既然神拣选我们那一定是有目的的。
God has a purpose in choosing us.
因为我们的神不会做没有意义的事情。
Because our God will never do anything that is not meaningful.
我们的神更不会拣选没有用的人。
And God will never choose someone who is useless.
所以我们今天有机会来到这里。因为我们在神眼中有用。
We are being chosen to be before His presence because God deems us as useful.
神在我们的生命当中一定有安排一个意义，一个目的。
God has arranged for some kind of purpose to manifest itself in our lives.
一个他为我们所安排的目标。
He has prepared a goal for us.
所以让我们每一个人在神的家中都有用。
So let us become useful in the household of God.
能够做神家中的好祭司。
So that we can all be royal priests in the church.
能够走完人生的道路，能够无愧见主面。
That we can walk through this pilgrimage journey and be shameless, and not be shameful to see the Lord.
我们一起到前面来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray in one accord. Let's all come to the front.